Warning, this show contains strong language, adult content, and crude humor.
Welcome to the most electrifying talk show. It is the show stopping, the mind blowing, the main event, Team Talk!
Welcome back to Pit Talk. I'm your host, Mikey Heat Rocks. Before I introduce the guest today, I want to give a shout out to all the people living in Wichita who are blowing up the Potomatic.
I like the female in Kansas, Wichita.
In Wichita?
Oh, yeah, they got good female.
They got some people in Seattle listening to us, too.
Oh, Seattle, I love you. You love you.
All right, let's get to the guest. To the left of me.
You add some clapper.
You really need no introduction. Mr. Drew Killer.
What's going on, guys?
Then I got, we call him the Stat Man, but he also goes by the Love Doctor.
What's up, fellas? Yeah, man. I gotta teach these young cats how to treat a woman, you know?
Oh,
they wanna get some ass.
Dr. Rufy.
Just because it's Valentine's.
Sneak between the sheets, homie, you know? Get served.
Don't say sneak between the cheeks. That sounds like...
He said the sheets. Oh, what are you thinking about? You kill us? Yeah. I'm trying to get between the cheeks.
This man is
snake between the cheeks don't sound right. One lesson I think I'm going to go. That sounds illegal. Get the laws called on you.
The next guest I have, he trained Two Cheeks McGee for the rap battles, but now he's saying he did it. Mr. Himalaya Lathan.
What's up, Wichita? So Wichita?
So, let me ask you something real quick, Mr. Lathan. What happened to Two Cheeks McGee in those rap battles?
I don't know, man. He didn't listen.
Wasn't listening, huh?
He didn't take notes, man. He let me down. Sure he did. Froze up. He did an 8 mile on me.
8 mile.
You know.
And you inadvertently, you know, killed him in the, you know, said he's took pathetic.
I told him.
I think we just offended everybody in Detroit.
I told him to go in the bathroom and throw up, splash some water on his face. No, but...
And I saw him practicing all day.
I'm not like Eminem.
Yeah, he came out.
Don't offend that man.
Burnt up.
Last but not least, I got that loud stallion, Mr. Wall.
What's up, Wichita? Ladies?
Oh, ladies.
Oh.
Ladies.
What happened, Love Doctor?
Oh, shit. That's Mac Daddy right there. That's my loud stallion.
He the only one to the ladies.
It's the Asian persuasion right there, buddy. Yeah.
Guys, too, but I ain't to guys.
Whoa!
Oh, I ain't into guys, all right?
Slipping up, Wong.
You listening?
They got Ross in Wichita?
They got the railroad.
They got the railroad.
They got the railroad.
They got the Wichita Swiss Hall.
Union Pacific.
All right, guys. Today I want to talk about, I'm just a little throw something out there. We got to go from there. You collect things over there, Drew Killer? You got anything you collect?
No.
Besides strap-ons?
Besides that, no.
Just,
I mean, you know, I stuck with something that got stuck. No.
He did.
Loud Stallion, what
I
you
like
got
to collect whips. Whips? All kind of whip.
Oh, what the?
What you be doing with those whips, Loud Stallion?
What's your mama?
What the? Man. This came to kill an X-rated show, huh?
X-rated, baby. Bamboo whips, leaf.
Called a 20,
with a couple stems out, you know, with little three leaves on the
you
side.
Like over there where they catch a
bamboo pole.
Yeah, I saw that one.
You saw,
see?
Love Doctor saw that bamboo pole.
I don't even think you're joking. I think you're joking. The look on your face, the bamboo, man.
Yeah, bro. Like all kind of wood.
Ain't you going to get, like, splinters and shit? I said, nah, man, I'm going to fucking smooth. I'm like,
sand out,
strong, too. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So this for the party, you jump on the bamboo pole or what?
Oh, no, mama jump on it.
Whoa.
Private party? She's a private dancer
for the last day.
So you never got a little tipsy and jump on the pole yourself?
I might, you know.
It's a rumor that's how he hurt his back, you know what I mean?
Things that mama can't do, I tend to show her.
Oh, man. See, why you gotta say mama? Because I want to say something, but I don't want to offend your wife.
Let me ask you this: I heard you had the Super Bowl party a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
was the bamboo pole out there for For you, by anybody?
It was out there. Well, it wasn't out there, but it was.
Oh yeah.
It was there in the middle of the party's ending.
Oh yeah, I got a stripper pole, but it's bigger. Oh yeah. Yeah, I got two. You got one. I got two.
Mine is
got
better.
Two. Huh?
Mine is in high definition.
I keep that motherfucking cannoli oil. It's more resistant. You know what I mean?
God damn.
And that.
Solar. Oh yeah, it's solar powered. Yeah.
What does that mean? It's a pole.
It's a homemade stripper pole. Just to be specific. There you go.
I got the medal from the Titanic. It's a stripper pole.
Homemade stripper pole. This is for you fellas. For you fellas, don't want to go out and buy my stripper pole.
How do you make it at home? You look for a pole?
Yeah. What's it made? It's made out of bamboo.
Bamboo's are hard. Let it dry out. Set them out. They're real hard.
Real story.
True story now, fellas.
This is turning into nasty shit.
That is crazy.
So how long did it take you to make this pole?
It took me a while. I wouldn't want to say how long, but it took me a while. I estimate maybe about a month.
About a month, is it?
How long does it take? How long did it take for your pole to get hard?
Oh, he said, "Why don't you reach over here?"
It's gonna take a month.
It's almost there, baby.
My personal pole.
That sounds even worse.
They send it like that. Personal pole. We out of here.
All right, fellas.
Wow.
Follow Pit Talk on Facebook and on Twitter at Pit_Talk. And listen to all past episodes and new episodes every weekend on iTunes, YouTube, and at pittalk.podomatic.com.